Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Once upon a time, two liver cells suddenly became self-aware. They soon found they had a lot in common. Boredom with their dead-end jobs, making bile and filtering blood. Contempt for liver cells from the other lobe. And a burning desire to better themselves. Their ardent conversations about how they saw the world now that they were self-aware awoke nearby cells, and soon they were a colony. With breathtaking speed, they developed a culture. They posited evolution as a way of explaining how nature, over millennia of selecting the fittest, came up with, well, them, and then stopped selecting, its job complete. They invented a religion to explain why God, having all the options that he had, decided to establish communications with, well, them. And they never missed an opportunity to praise God for his good judgment. Oh, and about those dead-end jobs, the liver cells figured out how to trap leukocytes and force them to do the liver cells' jobs for them. The leukocytes couldn't filter blood or make bile or do any of the other liver jobs as well as the liver cells, but it was judged to be close enough. Soon, a liver cell's status depended on how many leukocyte slaves he possessed, and how much leisure time he had, and whether he lived as everyone who was anyone soon did in his own private tumor. The liver cells learned to navigate the bloodstream and make maps, first of their nearby surroundings, then of their universe. But they still had a lot of time on their hands, so they invented entertainment and trained their leukocytes not only to sing and dance for them, but to save for their private consumption the various intoxicants filtered from the blood, and soon most liver cells were blitzed most of the time. They were doing great, but their home organ, the liver, was beginning to languish. Parts of it were no longer habitable, and there were rumors that God was thinking about a transplant. Most liver cells ignored the situation, declaiming, if pressed, that the liver had always provided them with a home and always would. So laissez les bons temps rouler. Others weren't so sure and put together the liver cell's largest and most audacious project to date, an expedition to the heart to determine, one, whether there was intelligent life there, and two, whether it would be practical for the liver cells to move there. Unfortunately, the transplant operation took place before the expedition launched, and the self-aware liver cells live no more. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.